Today is Chai Elul, so we cover the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. We'll learn a Torah from the Avodah Savodah. Maybe the time of a quick ma'isa I heard from the Rebbe's Gabbai, Rabbi Leifer Shlita. So he says like this: B'yom Chai Elul ir v'kadish meshmaya nachis kasher b'yom hazeh yor nishmas Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh lo'olam. This is the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov Chai Yud Ches Elul today. So I want to say over on Maimer Chazal, Ezu Chochem HaRoes HaNolad. Who's a wise person? Literally, Nolad means the future, but Nolad could also mean one who is born, right? Pirish Shiro Umabi Beyom HaNolad Bo HaTzadik. You look on the day that the Tzadik himself was born. Umevi Mitoch Kach, you understand from this, Ki Yom Zeh Mesugu L'Dover Tov. This is a special day. This is a good day. Chai Elul. A Tzadik was born on this day. Kevin Shirad Bo Or Godol Olam, since a great light came into the world. Hare Zeh More Ki Hayom Hazeh Mesugu L'Enyonim Ke'elu. L'Hoylid Bo Oros. This is a day of light. When I had the zechus to be by the current Tosh Rebbe Shlita, he quoted it, the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov Chai Elul. 7 days later was the Bris, was Chaf Hei Elul. That was the day that the world was created. So this light of the Baal Shem Tov, you should have a lichtige year, you should have a good light lit up year. Kimo, back inside. Hayom shenolad bo harava kodesh mibredichev zechus yelena. On the day that the Kedusha Slavi was born, haya be'inei ha-Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh yom simcha v'chedva. It was a tremendous, joyous day for the Baal Shem Tov when the Kedusha Slavi was born. Mamish kimo yom tov. It was like a real holiday. V'chilek bayom hahu shnei pamim lekach yayin shsorof letalmidov. He gave out schnapps, gave out lechayim, gave out lekach. Va'omri said, Ki ata yarda la'olam nishama gedola ma'od. A tremendous nishama has come to the world. Asher yam leads tov al b'nei Yisrael, who will be good the better, who will advocate well for the klal Yisrael. In kein gam yom shenol b'havah Hashem tov hakadosh. So if this is true about today, yom chai elul, nechshav kmo yom tov. Today's a yom tov. Kevan sheyored bo or godol kaze, since the light of the Baal Shem Tov came into the world, ha'or hazeh asher yored, ein kedavar yoshon kivar avro, it's not going old, it's past, elezeh koch nitzchi, it's an eternal koach asher chai v'kayim le'itonu ad hayom hazeh, which is with us till this very day, ki kocha shel ha'Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh meir ad oylem, his light goes forever. Kvar nemru b'shem tzadikim kama pamim. We've already said over kama tamim, so I have many reasons. Alma shekaruhu b'shem Baal Shem Tov. Why is the name of Rabbi Yisrael called the Baal Shem Tov? There was many other people who were known by a Baal Shem, but they had the Baal Shem Tov, the good name. V'chashavti b'zeh. So the Tosha Rebbe said, I thought about this. Al pima she'omer b'mishnah, like it says in Avos. Shlosh kesarim heim. There's three crowns: Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. Is the crown of Torah, the crown of priesthood, and the crown of kingship. Keser Shem Tov Ola Gabehim. But the crown of a good name, the Keser Shem Tov, goes above all of them. But they go to Mishfarshim, so they make a precise reading of the text. The Im Kain, Havali Lameima, Arba Kesarim Heim. There's surely four. You counted up four crowns. The Mishnah should have said there's four, but didn't say that. The Mishnah says there's Shlosha Kesarim Heim. Shari Moina Arba, but we count up four. So Pirshu Bezet. The explanation is ki keser kahuna hu neged amud haavoda. We understand that the kohanim, the ones who are doing avoda in Beis Hamikdash, ki avoda nazis al yedei hakohen. The keser Torah, the second one, hu neged amud haTorah. Versteitzich, that's the pillar of Torah. The keser malchus hu keneged amud gemilas chasodim. And the crown of kingship, that's for giving chesed. Kemidas amalchus molich hashefa umishpas lachirim. A melech is something who gives and provides sustenance to others, to his people, to those who live, who are under his influence. The keser shem tov kolel es kol hakesarim yachad. And the keser shem tov includes all three together. The keser shem tov has kahuna, Torah, and malchus. Lechein lo nimna le keser revi, it's not counted as the fourth one, kevin she'ena ele koach hakolel es shloshtam, because it's incorporates all of them together. So now we can say, ki ator Baal Shem Tov mora, the fact that we call him the Baal Shem Tov, this teaches us, shahaya bebechinas keser shem tov. He had the shem tov. Hakol shloshes amudei olami. It all three together. Torah, avoda chesed ki hayat tzadik shalim akalil es hakol. He was the complete tzadik. Who the talmidov hakadoshim hidrichu lan in levnei Yisrael? They teach us the Bnei Yisrael heich lehiskarev el Hashem bechol shloshes amudim. How to serve Hashem through all three approaches? V'horu derech heich efshar lechol neshama miYisrael lehishtalim bekulam. How to have a shleimus through them? Lehavias nafshali yidei tikun hashalim, to fix and correct your soul. Lehavi al yidei zeh es kol ha'olim yidei tikun hashalim, bring the whole world to its completion. Kama she'omer Mashiach lehabal Shem Tov hakadosh, like he said to the Baal Shem Tov. When your wellsprings will be spread out and the whole world will know your Torahs. Right, here we are in YU Torah, sharing from the Tosha Rebbe, teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. V'chol ha-yesodos asher ha-Baal Shem Tov ha-Kadosh li made us on all the foundations that were taught to us by the Baal Shem Tov and all of his Talmidim that follow in these ways. Mevorim be'er heite v'sifrei Talmidov ha-Kadoshim. Kol seferim mevor ha-devorim b'loshen acher. Each one has a different sprach, a different way of explaining it, but it's all based upon, they're all drinking the same waters, the waters of the Baal Shem Tov. Aval hakol noveya mimakor echad. It all comes from one source. Ki kulam mimayin echad shosu. B'kasher ha'adam ma'ayin b'divreihem hakadoshim v'osek l'kaimam. When a person works and tries to bring out and follow the way of serving Hashem in the path of the Baal Shem Tov, mekarev es ha'geula shleima, brings the world to the geula shleima. That's the piece why Chai Elo is a Yom Tov. So just have time, we'll share a story that I heard from Rabbi Leifer Shlita. He said that he doesn't have permission to reveal all the details of it, but one time the Tosha Rebbe, Zechus Yagin Aleinu, wanted to make a meeting with the Gevir in Canada, Reichman. It was hard to get in. So they had a connection. Somebody who worked in the office was able to arrange an appointment. The Tosha Rebbe could go speak with him. And so the Tosha Rebbe called this man and said, look, you did a favor for me, so I have Hakara Satov. And come to me. I want to give you a bracha. So the man went, and the Rebbe asked him, what would you like a bracha for? What specific Indian? He says, Rebbe, you know, I'm married, I have two children. It's not like you didn't necessarily want more than that. Just give me a bracha in general. So Rebbe looked at him, didn't say anything, just gave him a look. He says, you know what? Actually, we're in the process of building a house. The Rebbe gave a bracha that everything should go well, the construction, the building of our new home. So the Rebbe said to him, I'm able to give you a bracha that there'll be a malach who will protect that nothing schlecht, nothing bad should ever come into your house. But, said the Tosh Rebbe, this bracha has a price. And he named, the rabbi said he didn't have permission to say how much it was, but apparently it was a very, very large sum. And he said, like, this rabbi had gone, you know, raising funds, from asking from yeshivas, etc. He never heard a number like this from the Tosha Rebbe. Didn't say how much it was. He was allowed to say how much it was. But the man said, look, the man told the Tosha Rebbe, for such a sum, I have to discuss with my wife. He says, Avada, go discuss your wife and let me know. So he goes back to his wife, and they get in the car, and they take a drive. He says, I'm coming now from the Tosha Rebbe. And he said, a bracha for the house, that nothing bad should enter into it. And his wife said to him, you know, such a bracha like that probably would go for around, and she named the exact amount of money. He says, you're right, that's exactly what the Tosha Rebbe said. He says, okay, so she said, we should do it. So he went back to Tosha Rebbe with his wife, and he said, I discussed with my wife, and she was maskim, so we're prepared to make this contribution to tzedakah. So the Rebbe asked him, could you give it all, I'm sorry, the man asked, could I give it in installments? I guess it was a really large amount. So the Rebbe asked him, if you gave one check right now, would it clear the bank? Is there enough in the account to cover it? The man said, yes. So Tosha Rebbe told him, it's better you should give it all now. So the man writes a check for this amount, whatever it is, and he's about to hand it to the Tosha Rebbe. And he says, no, it's not for me. And he gave him an address of a person to who should take this large sum of money and give it to that person directly. So the man, the gabbai, doesn't have permission to say how much the check was, or who it went to, but Lamaisa, here was the Tosha Rebbe asking for tzedakah for someone else, not for his own, but for someone else. And the wife concluded the story, said that was 40 years ago. We didn't take out an insurance policy on our home. We never locked our doors at night. We go away to Florida for long extended periods of time, and Baruch Hashem, nothing bad has ever entered into our home. So that's the Zechus of the Tosha Rebbe, Zechus Yogin Aleinu. Today is Chai Elul, so all the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh should be made with Yosher for us and for all of Klal Yisrael on this auspicious day. Okay, Shkoyach, have a great day.